So I don't know where to start. I went to high school with Tom's kid sister, Karen, and junior high school. No, just high school. With Tom's kid sister, Karen. I went to college in part with Tom's other sister, Sue, both Cunninghams. And Ricky's and my very first ever date ever had the Flying Cunninghams playing there. And we shall never forget their selecting the song Third Rate Romance, or First Rate Romance. First Rate.
Third rate romance,
First Rate Rendezvous, which became a touchstone in our relationship. But I forget
about that.
Believe me, I don't. But I honestly can remember just about every single time that I've heard any of the siblings play alone or together, and that's because in any combination, they're just that good. And Tom is in Louisville, getting better, Louisville, Kentucky, these days, but still has a Pittsburgh connection. Thank goodness your folks still in the area.
My dad lives up in Connecticut now.
Oh, so does he really?
The only one left here is my brother Steve and, you know, his wife and two kids.
Well, thank goodness we have an anchor.
Stephanie and Philip. I hope they're up listening to the radio.
Whoever would have thought Steve would be the anchor of the Cunningham clan here? And where's Karen these days?
Karen is she's in Ohio. She's been in Ohio for a long time, but she's up near Akron, Ohio now. She's been in Columbus and Toledo. Now she's up near Akron.
That's great. And you mentioned Sue was just in Alaska.
Yeah, she just we got some pictures and postcard from Alaska. It looks beautiful up there. And looks cold, looks nice and chilly, which we really miss in Kentucky right now, I can tell you that.
And as is often the case in any family, we're talking about all the siblings except the one that's here. And we should now focus.
<That's all right. laughs>
You're really going to enjoy if you haven't heard Tom before, and if you have, you know, you're in for a treat. Please welcome. We'll talk more about Fiddle Tales, too, this hour. Here's Tom Cunningham.
Oh, way up in the mountains, yes, way up in the hills, there used to be a mountain man, we called him Fiddlin' Will. Now he could play most anything, and some say he could sing. And the one thing that he liked to do best was sawin' on them strings. So get out your fiddle and rosin' up your bow. Look at old Will, he's patting his toe. We'll make music till the rafters ring. Old man picking and a sawin' on a string. Shindig, and they all had vittles to eat. They always had to wait on Will for the frolic to be complete. When he come down from the mountaintop, all the gals begin to sway. Sometimes he'd play that old five string until the break of day. So get out your banjo, tighten up the tie, tell all the young folks to come inside. We'll make music till the rafters ring. Old man picking in the saw on the string. Your heels, we'll dance all night, the Virginia Reel. We'll make music till the rafters ring. Oh, man, picking in the song on the string. Dee dilly I do, die day.
Tom Cunningham at the Saturday Light Brigade. You make it seem so easy. It's as if the fiddle is connected to you directly. I guess it is, but I mean.
Well, thanks very much. since you say I make it look easy, let me show you how easy it is to play the fiddle, if you don't mind.
Sure, I'd like to see that.
And this is a song by great fiddle player Byron Berline. And I don't know if you know Byron Berline. I first heard him back in the 70s with the Flying Burrito Brothers, but he's recorded with everybody from the Rolling Stones to the Eagles to Linda Ronstadt. So I think he's qualified to teach the fiddle. And this is what he says about how easy it is to play the fiddle. It's so easy to play on the fiddle. There's practically nothing to know. You push on the strings with your left hand. Your right one is left toward the bone. You can play an easy song or a hard one. The melody is easy to get. If it's sharp, flat, or scruggs, don't you worry. Well, move your fingers just a little bit. With your bow on the strings, you pull and you push. Your face is contorted in a frown. Your fingers will find all the notes that you need. It either goes up or goes down. Try and try and try, but nothing happens. The time that you practice seems long. If a squeaky, squawky sound is what you're getting, well, do it again. You must be doing something wrong. With your bow on the strings, you pull and you push. Your face is contorted in a frown. Your fingers will find all the notes that you need. It either goes up or goes down. Fiddle lesson for your listeners there, Larry.
Now, it had to be hard to play that second bridge. Sir, you know, Jack Benny, and if you're under 40, Jack Benny was a radio comedian and then a television comedian. Even if you're over 40, he was. But he would do this gag act where he played the violin, and he was actually a good violin player. And I'm told it was very hard for him to play badly, like he always
It's not hard for me to play badly. I don't know if I
believe that. So have you been traveling a lot?
Well, yeah, I've been getting around a good bit. This trip, I just got into Pittsburgh last night from Louisville and doing a house concert tonight here in town. And then tomorrow I'm heading down to the Augusta Heritage Center down in Elkins, West Virginia, which is just sort of my favorite place to be in the summer, and going to be doing a week down there for Swing Week. And then on the way back, I stop in Lexington, Kentucky for a gig. And,
wow.
And then drive back to Louisville that night, and then the next day I'll head out to Cincinnati. So
busy time.
So, yeah, which is good, you know.
Well, are you seeing my sense is more and more people are starting to come to outdoor festivals again to dance and enjoy acoustic music. Not that it ever goes away, but it ebbs and flows a little bit.
And, yeah, I think so, yeah.
There seems to be a lot of folks. I think part of it is genres are mixing so much now because of what you can access online. As you mentioned, who Byron Berline has played with, it's kind of fun to see.
Yeah, and I think there's a return to roots music now. Which is always, it's good to see. And it goes in waves, like you're saying. But people are looking for where the music came from and the authentic thing. And
When did you pick up the fiddle the first time?
Well, it's sort of a long story. I started playing the violin when I was about 9 years old in school, and then I played the viola in high school. I taught myself guitar, and then when I got out of high school, I kind of stopped playing the violin and for 20 years or so, and I pretty much concentrated on the guitar.
Yeah.
And then the mandolin, and then about, I think about 17 years ago, I started playing the fiddle again. So I tried to get that classical training out of me. So
yeah.
Hopefully I waited long enough.
Well, and really, if I can say so, you've become quite popular with Fiddle Tales, working with schools and kids getting over the festival circuit. If you're just joining us, this is Tom Cunningham. We've linked to his website this morning. Hey, there's a new one. There's a fire alarm that just went off here in the building. That's never happened before. We're going to assume it means nothing. Ricky's going to close the door. That's amazing. Congratulations. You're really smoking up the joint here.
Smoking this fiddle. Huh?
Smoking the fiddle up. We'll check that and make sure it's a false alarm, which I suspect it is. But that's an unusual one, to say the least. And it's probably not as audible on the air as it may be to you right now. Can you play anything in the key of one, two, three? we'll take a look and figure out what that's all about. Do you feel comfortable playing?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
what
would
you like to do next?
Let me do this is an old song, old Joe Clark, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard this song, and actually there's apparently somebody counted up 90 verses, different verses of old Joe Clark that exist in all the various different regions. Yeah,
I knew what you were thinking. It's hard when you have a piercing alarm
it's a little distracting,
a little bit close to you. Tell you what, would you feel better? Let's take a moment. We'll figure out what that's all about, because I do want to take fire alarms seriously. And we're not in any danger. I think it's probably simply an alarm that we will check into and make certain. I have to tell you, it's been since about 1975 that I've been in radio stations, and I've never had an alarm go off while on the air. It's probably because the other ones weren't equipped with fire protection. It's 21 minutes after 9. Here's Chuck Suki. We're live on the Saturday Light Brigade. Well, we're still here. It's okay. Chuck Suki, I thank you for a musical break there. And everything's fine, by the way. If you're just joining us, we got started with Tom, and he must have been playing so well, because the building-wide, the complex-wide fire protection system alerted. Thank goodness the sprinklers didn't come down.
Oh, that would have been bad.
Yeah, that would be. That would have been awful.
That would have been terrible for the fiddle. Yeah,
that would have been absolutely awful. But let's pick up. Let's get.
So we were talking about old Joe Clark, the song.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of different verses.
There's 90 different verses to this song.
Gosh.
And you know, you would think, well, with 90 different verses, why would somebody write more verses? And Verlin Thompson actually wrote another version of it. And the reason he gave for putting more words to old Joe Clark, this old banjo tune, was that none of the versions acknowledged that Joe Clark was an African-American. So this version of Verlin Thompson's kind of addresses that for the first time. So shiny light, you could hear his banjo ring. It'll ring out for the master sleeping on the hill. It'll ring out for the babies all sleeping quiet still. Round, round, old Joe Clark, round and round, I say. Round and round, old Joe Clark will carry you away.
Well, he came out of the belly of the ship of slavery. He was clinging to his banjo, but it was not on his knee. Then someone said, now there's a strong one. I bet that he can entertain. Said, we'll let you keep your banjo, boy. Clark's gonna be your name. Round and round, old Joe Clark, round and round, I say, I'd travel o'er 1,000 miles to hear that banjo play. Cork and County Clare. He even played for Lincoln once beside the courthouse square. Then he went on down to New Orleans and they called him Dixieland. But everywhere old Joe would play, he's just a hired hand. Everywhere old Joe would play, he's just a hired hand. Round and round and round. Round and round and round. Round and round. When cotton was the king, late at night with Jenny Light, he could hear his banjo ring.
Tom Cunningham at the Saturday Light Brigade. 9:32. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio. You can learn more about Tom by going to his website at fiddletales.com, fiddletales, T-A-L-E-S.com. And I wanted to mention that there are seats left for Tom's house concert this evening. And you can phone 412-343-0498, 412-343-0498 for additional information. And Tom, it's terrific to have you here. We're going to make just a couple adjustments, which Andrew is doing right now, and he's done that. He is quick. He's stealth-like. I should mention,
Sound guy here.
Tom. Yeah, he's good. He's good. He's. I do note the Pirates hat, and I heard a little cheer from you when I mentioned the Pirates earlier today.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Good to be back in Pirate Country.
Yeah. Who's followed? Probably Cincinnati in Louisville, or.
Yeah, people like Cincinnati if they pay attention to baseball at all. And actually, we have a minor league team in Louisville, the Louisville Bats. That's a Cincinnati Reds AAA team.
So yeah, I would think. Is the bat
unfortunate?
Is the bat factory a big deal in Louisville?
Yeah. You can tour the Louisville Slugger They have a museum there. You can tour the factory, and so that's a big deal.
Yeah. Kind of neat.
Right downtown.
We're going to keep going. I want to be sure we get lots of music, and you've picked up a mandolin here, which I didn't expect. Have you been playing the mandolin much lately?
Not too much. I bring it out for a couple things. It seems to work because the mandolin's a relative of the fiddle, you know, so I can legally take it to a fiddle tale show, I think, and get away with it.
Yeah.
And for some of the singing stuff I do, I think it works a little better. This song requires some action from the folks at home.
Okay.
So we want everybody to get out of their seats and get up because you're going to have to dance here.
Okay. If you're driving, you should just do this in your head.
Oh, yeah, right. Right.
Okay.
Tap on the steering wheel.
Yeah, tap on the steering wheel. You can honk your horn to the music as long as, well, just be careful.
I can do it with you. Sorry. You can do it in a circle. Do it in a square. Do it in a tux or in your underwear. Nobody's watching, nobody cares. Just get out there and dance. You can do it in a circle. Do it with your feet, do it with your hands. Do it to a record or do it to a band. What part of boogie don't you understand? Just get out there and dance. You got to get out on the floor, get in the groove. When things start getting loose, just let everything move. Your head starts bopping and your toes start tapping. Your hands start clapping. Now anything can happen. So step it to the left, step it to the right. Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. As long as you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Now you can do it to a polka, or do it to a waltz. Or do it in line with some guy who's shouting calls. What part of boogie? If you don't have fun, it's your own damn fault. Just get out of there and dance. You can do it in the morning or in the afternoon. Underneath the chandelier or underneath the moon. If you don't have music, just hum yourself a tune. But get out there and dance. You got to get out on the get in the groove. When things start getting loose, just let everything move. Your head starts bopping and your toes start tapping. Your hands start clapping. Now anything can happen. So step it to the left, step it to the right. Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. As long as you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. You got to get out on the floor, get in the groove. When things start getting loose, just let everything move. Your head starts bopping and your toes start tapping. Your hands start clapping, now anything can happen. So step it to the left, step it to the right. Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. As long as you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Well, you can learn from Arthur Murray or Dancing with the Stars. You can learn from Fred Astaire or Ginger Rogers. Learn it from the youngsters. Learn it from the codgers. Just get out there and dance. Find yourself a partner. Give their hand a tug. You can do it on the carpet. But guess what? You can cut the rug. Do it, folks, till you catch that bug. Just get out there and dance. You got to get out on the floor, get in the groove. When things start getting loose, just let everything move. Your head starts bopping and your toes start tapping. Your hands start clapping, now anything can happen. So step it to the left, step it to the right. Shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. Long as you're doing it right. Just get out there and dance. Long as
You're doing it right. Just get out there and dance.
It's Tom Cunningham with a fellow Appalachian song, Tim O'Brien's Get Out and Dance. That's a great song.
Yeah.
I've always loved that song. That made me think of the Little Feet that you could, not those Little Feet, but the Little Feet that you could cut out. You could do the Dixie Chicken or the Funky Chicken to those Little Feet. Never mind. The Little Feet that you would cut out and put on the ground and follow. We had those when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a line in that song about rug cutting. And I remember getting into a big argument, not an argument, but a discussion with somebody about what rug cutting really meant when you say it's rug cutting time and whether it means you dance or whether it means it's time to face the music. And we just explored that forever and ever. And it seemed so important at the time.
Yeah.
You should go to fiddletales.net, which is a great website. .com. Oh, .com. I'm sorry, Tom. Fiddletales. I wonder what happens if you go to the, well, we won't. But fiddletales.com. Com rhymes with Tom. That's how you remember that. And you'll find all sorts of information about shows, the schedule, ways to buy music, ways to contact Tom. And it's a great website.
Probably find more information about me than you ever wanted to know.
Yeah, it's there, and you can see a picture of Tom. And also I want to mention that there are, if you want to see Tom live, which is fun, there are seats available at his house concert this evening. And for information, you can phone 412-343-0498. And you can learn songs. I'm sure if you bring an instrument, Tom would probably love to show you a thing or two.
I think we might stick around at the end and have a little jam, you know. So
should be fun. What would you like to do next?
I'm going to do one by Lori Lewis, and this is about how fiddles are made.
Mm.
And most of the fiddle is made out of maple wood. And so this is a song that Lori Lewis wrote called The Maple's Lament. It's the story of the maple tree being made into a fiddle. When I was alive, the birds would nest upon my boughs. And all through long winter nights, the storms would round me howl. But when the day would come, I'd raise my branches to the sun. I was the child of earth and rain, and all the world was one. Birds no longer sing in me. I feel no more the wind and rain as when I was a tree. But bound so tight in wire strings, I have no room to grow. And I am but the slave who sings when master draws the bow. Sometimes from my memory, I can sing the birds in flight. I can sing of cold dark nights and endless starry skies. But oh, my favorite song of all, I truly do believe. The song the sunlight sang to me while dancing on my leaves.
Is one pretty song.
Isn't that a beautiful song?
Yeah, I don't recall hearing that song before, and what a pretty song.
Yeah.
And it's a nice tribute to the tree as well as to the violin.
Yeah.
I like the fiddle you're playing. It has a really nice sound, and it's it seems louder than a lot of fiddles I've heard before, and I mean that in a good way.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Well, this fiddle I got about 3 years ago, and I bought it from a friend of mine who kind of collects old fiddles and fixes them up. It works in his basement down in Louisville. And I don't know too much about it. He says it's about 150 years old, and I've showed some other people, and they agree. It's probably a German fiddle. It doesn't have any label in it or anything. The thing that's kind of interesting to me about it is that the neck was reattached. My friend had to reattach the neck to this fiddle, so it had been through some kind of abuse.
Yeah.
And you can see the scars of that. But,
how do you know it's that old? Is there a way?
If you take it to an expert, they can tell just by how it's made.
Mm-hmm.
And they can tell, where it was made. They look at the techniques that were used at that, and those experts can tell. I'm not an expert, so I can't tell. But like I said, I've taken some other people, and they've agreed.
Yeah, it's really
that assessment.
It's really a nice instrument. It looks nice too.
And you look at it and you can see that there's been a lot of wear. A lot of people have played this fiddle over the years, and I think they put everybody that plays it put something into it, and I get to try to get that back out of it.
Yeah, so. Well, you're putting a lot into it too. This is Tom Cunningham, Forest Hills bred Tom Cunningham.
Yeah.
Is that right? Forest Hills, yeah, Forest Hills bred Tom Cunningham. Now making his home in Louisville, and fiddletales.com is how you can learn more about him. And he's in Pittsburgh today and tonight. He'll be at a house concert in Mount Lebanon tonight. I'll give you the phone number again in a few moments for that house concert. In fact, are you ready now for that phone number? I can give it to you now in case you want to get more information about it. It's 412. Got that part? 343-0498. And you can learn about the details of that. It's house concerts are nice, intimate shows where it's basically a listening party. You can hear some great music and great stories. Tom's got the fiddle out. I can tell there's something ready to come out of that bow. What's going
to
come out?
Well, I wanted to. This is actually a talking fiddle. I didn't mention that before.
No, really?
Yeah, and there's not too many of these around. I don't.
Does it speak German?
Most of your listeners have ever seen one or heard one before.
Okay, it doesn't speak German.
No, not that I know of.
Because you mentioned German before.
Right.
So I'm curious.
But I wanted to tell you a little story, Larry, and your listeners, and people out there, I think, can play along with this a little bit because I don't always understand what the fiddle's saying. So if you can tell what the fiddle's saying, you just like yell it out right out to your radio. And this little story is about a farmer, and he lives down by me, down in Kentucky, out in the country down there, up in the hills. And every morning he comes downstairs at his little farmhouse there, and he sits at his kitchen table and he drinks his coffee and he reads his newspaper. He's kind of gotten into a routine over the years, like a lot of us do. And this one particular morning, now, and I believe he must have been about halfway through his second cup of coffee, because I'm pretty sure he was about halfway through the second section of the newspaper. And he's sitting there at his kitchen table, and he heard this sound from the back room of the farmhouse. It sounded like this. Well, he knew exactly what that sound was, although I don't know if your listeners do, and you've got a puzzled look on your face, Larry. We see that's a sound of a mouse being caught in a mouse trap. Here, I'll do it again just so you get the idea. So this fellow's been living on farms all his life, and he knows if you live on a farm, you're probably going to have mice. It just sort of goes with the territory. And it didn't really bother him too much until they started getting into his Frosted Flakes, and he didn't have anything for breakfast. At that point, he decided he better do something about the mouse problem. Of course, the first thing he did, he went out and got himself a... That's right, he got a cat. And that worked pretty good for a while. Kept the mouse population down to a manageable level. And everything was going pretty good there for a while until that cat started getting a little older and a little bit lazier, and now the cat didn't feel like chasing mice anymore. So now he had to resort to mouse traps. Well, now on this particular day, the guy knew that this was just his last mouse trap. But he also knew that it was not his last mouse. So he decided that he had a job for the day, and that was going to be to go down to the store and get some more mouse traps. So he finished up his breakfast, and of course, the first thing on a farm you got to do is take care of your chores. So he had to go out back and milk the cow, and he had to feed the. Feed the chickens. And he came back and he opened his back screen door. He said, boy, I got to put some oil on that screen door hinge one of these days. He said, I got to do something about that. Probably not today. I won't get to it. But one of these days, I'm going to do something about that. And he walked back into the house. And he told his wife, he said, you know, I've got to go down to the store. I need to get some more mousetraps. And he walked out the front door of his farmhouse. And he walked down the steps. And just as he got to his old truck, he turned around. He walked back up to the farmhouse. And he knocked on the door. You see, he'd forgot something. But his wife was ready for him because she knows he's getting a little bit forgetful in his old age. And so she was ready. She opened the door there and handed him his keys. You see, he'd walked out without his car keys again. Now, this time he was walking down the walkway, and he looked over at his neighbor's yard, and his neighbor was out in the yard, and he was... Well, he was chopping wood there out in the yard because he knew it was going to be a cold winter and wanted to make sure he's got plenty of wood to keep him warm for the winter. And he looked over at his neighbor's front yard, at his the front porch over there. And that was his neighbor's wife swinging on the porch swing there. So he waved howdy to his neighbors, and he got into his old truck. And he put the key in the ignition. He put his foot on the gas pedal and turned the key in. And nothing happened. So he patted the accelerator a couple times, tried to get that gas moving in the fuel lines, because sometimes that'll help. He turned the key again. Well, you know, it is an old truck, and it is a cold morning, and it doesn't always start right the first time, or I guess even the second time, but he knows once he gets it going, it'll run just fine. It's a good old truck, and it's never let him down before, so he turns the key again. There we go. Now she's running like a top. So he backs down the driveway, puts it in gear, and he heads up the road. Well, he's picking up speed there. He goes around the bend by his neighbor's place here. That's his neighbor's dog chasing him up the road. Well, he gets about a mile down the road. You know, there's one traffic light in this whole part of the county. And, of course, it has to turn red just as he gets to it. So he stops there at the traffic light, and he's just kind of sitting there at the traffic light. He's daydreaming a little bit, looks over his shoulder, and, well, you never know who you're going to see walking down the street this time of day. And then, well, the fellow behind him honks his horn because the lights turn green. He's not paying attention. Well, he's picking up speed there. He heads up onto the highway. He's just cruising down that highway, and he's minding his own business, and that's where... He looks in his rearview mirror, and sure enough, there's a police car right behind him. So he pulls over to the right lane, but that police car speeds on past him. So I guess he was after somebody else this time. Should keep an eye on that speedometer, though, I imagine. Well, folks, he did get to the store, and he got those mouse traps. Now, he was on the way back from that store, and that's when he ran into the... Well, Well, it was a train crossing, and the gate was coming down. The bell was ringing. That means there's a train coming, so he's got to stop there and wait for the train. He stops, and he looks down the track, and way off in the distance, he can see that train coming. As that train gets closer and closer, he realizes this is not just any ordinary train. No, folks, it's the Orange Blossom Special. It's the most famous train fiddle tune ever made up.
Tom Cunningham at the Saturday Light Brigade. And tonight in Mount Lebanon, you can see him at a house concert, 412-343-0498. FiddleTales.com is how you can learn more about him. We have a little time if you want to sneak one more in.
Yeah,
and
a quick one.
I just want to thank you for being here. I really am glad we were able to do it.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
You always got a place to hang out when you're
Thanks.
In town.
Thanks,
and I'm glad the rock of the family, Steve, is still here to keep you with some ties to Pittsburgh.
That's right.
Who knew? Raising who knew
family.
It would
who
be?
Would have thought?
Who
yeah.
knew it would be, Steve?
Let's see if I can remember how this starts. My great-granddaddy made this fiddle. He carved it out of a maple tree, strung it up with some old catgut, then he passed it on down the line to me. He carved his bow from a chestnut rail, haired it up with stallion's tail, got a rattlesnake rattling around in that old hillbilly hand-me-down. It's an old hillbilly hand-me-down. Ain't nothing like that old-time sound. Make many a square dance go right. Old hillbilly hand-me-down.
Let's dance to the middle and a do-sa-do. Tap your foot to the rocking of the bow and the elbow song. Up and down in that old hillbilly hand-me-down. It's an old hillbilly hand-me-down. Ain't nothing like that old time sound. Make many a square. Let's go around an old hillbilly hand-me-down.
Thank you, Tom, and the hope to see you again soon, boy.
Yeah.
And congratulations, you're the first player ever to make the fire alarms go off. Hot picking, hot bowing here at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, along with Tom Cunningham and Ricky Berger and Andy Collier, and DeAndre Simmons is here too. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 W.